Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. You have tuned in ever so successfully, ever so wisely to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, the one, the only, the ever so benevolent and ever so loved dictator here behind the microphone, Todd Huff. It is an honor to be here today. Today, I want to talk about what's happening in our nation's cities, our nation's states, as it pertains to crime. I want to talk specifically about this fight between Trump, President Trump, and Governor J.B. Pritzker of the People's Republic of Illinois, who, by the way, is a billionaire. By the way, I have no problem with that. I have no problem if someone is a billionaire, unlike the Democrats who undoubtedly are going to vote for this guy if he is their party's nominee for president, which that's what he's doing right now. That's what this, at its core, this is about two things. Number one, this is about stopping Trump from doing anything that is going to enforce the law, potentially take away voters from the streets of Chicago, and really make people who live in the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, safer. And it's also about positioning himself to run against whoever the Republican candidate is in 2028. But the left, if they're being consistent, they wouldn't even have this guy as their nominee. This guy's a billionaire. In fact, they've got lots of Democrats out there running around telling us that it should not be possible to even be a billionaire. I guess J.B. Pritzker shouldn't even exist if you listen to these clowns and goofballs and fools on the left. We'll get into this. I've got clips of Pritzker talking to a reporter, dismissing crime, just blowing it off in his city. And then we'll have some clips about, dueling clips, I suppose, of Trump's comments, his comments when he was asked about crime in Chicago and whether he was going to be sending in National Guard troops and so forth. J.B. Pritzker's response to that. We'll get into all of that, my friends, in due course. Before I do that, though, let me remind you that we need all conservatives healthy. I need you out there. We need you out there pushing in the same direction that we're pushing. Pushing for freedom. Pushing for liberty. Pushing for limited government. Pushing for an end to the crime that has ridden our streets and our cities for quite some time. Inexcusably, it's out of control. It needs to be stopped. We need conservatives to stay healthy and vigilant and engaged here. And diet and exercise are great, great places to start. In fact, that's where you should start. But as a second step, having a product like Solti that you go to for heart health is a great idea. I take the product. It is non-invasive. It is an all-natural product, and science has proven that it has lowered cholesterol for many other people. And so it may be able to do the same for you. All you have to do is go to solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, Promo code Todd is going to save you 50%. That's half off your first purchase, and you'll get free shipping to boot. The only thing you have to lose are high cholesterol points. All you have to do, by the way, is take two Solti soft gels a day. You take them at one time. I take mine after lunch. It's very easy to do, very affordable, very, very good first step. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd, gets you those special prices. All right, so I want to talk with you about what's happening in one of our nation's largest cities, the city of Chicago. And now I know that there's other cities with crime as well. And that's something that I see that the left is fixated on. If this wasn't political, he would start with another city. It's just the thinking here is just incredible to me. We've had crime on our city streets for a long time. I've said on this program for a while now that the levels of crime in this country, in our cities, is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. We have been hoodwinked. We have been hypnotized. We have been whatever, tricked into accepting that what is being done in our cities today is acceptable. We have been conditioned to accept some incredibly pathetic crime statistics. Now, the people who run these cities and run the states, oftentimes, not always, but the people who run these cities and who run the states in which these cities exist, they have instituted, in many cases, policies that contribute to this, or they refuse to initiate policies that would do something about it. This is the problem. This is the problem. Now, I don't know about you. I've been to Chicago. It's not too far from us. Chicago's a beautiful city. I have all due respect to people in Chicago. I'm a country boy, I guess. I prefer rural America over the urban cities. I like my space. I like I've lived on a horse farm. One time in high school, I actually drove a tractor. This is the true story. There were cornfields in a little town called Worthington, Indiana, which is, I don't know, an hour and a half south and west of me. It's in the middle of nothing. It's beautiful out there. And I remember we had a team of people who were detasseling the corn, helping the corn to not cross-pollinate and all this sort of stuff. I don't even understand all that, what we were trying to prevent, but you had to take the tassels off the corn, off the stalk of corn, and throw it on the ground. And so there were buckets on this tractor. I drove the tractor. I was kind of the team lead or whatever. And there were people that would stand in the buckets as they went down the rows of corn. And they would pick off the tassels and throw them on the ground. There were times, some of these fields were so big, and the tractor, you had to drive so slow on your first pass through, that there were times, I think there was one time, we started at the end of this field and we got to the other end and we stopped for lunch and then we came back and we were done. We made basically a down and back pass. I think that's what it was, a big field. And what I'm saying is that that's kind of the environment that, I grew up in a smaller town, and then a lot of experiences in some rather rural areas like that. So it's different. It's just different. I remember as a kid, we didn't lock the doors at times. Times have changed, of course, and that's no longer the case, but that's the kind of community I grew up in. So a city was an adjustment for me. I remember when I went to Butler University, which was in Indianapolis, just the environment, just always having people nearby and never really seeing it get completely dark, at least in parts of the city. It was amazing. In fact, I remember when my friend Joel, who's from Compton, California, the first time he came and visited me, we went out to some of the, darker, more rural areas in the community. And he asked me, "Oh man, Todd, who turned off all the lights? Where are the lights?" And I said, "Well, Joel, there's one over there. There's one, you can see them on the horizon, or as you scanned that horizon." So I understand that some of it's just what we're familiar with and so forth. But I also remember going to the city of Baltimore when I was a student at American University. Our class, we were reading a book called The Corner. The book was about this thick. If you're looking at the video feed here, it's several inches thick. And it was about basically drugs and violence in the city of Baltimore. And we were reading this book and talking about it in class and so forth. And we actually went. We went to the city of Baltimore. We went to an Orioles game. We took the Amtrak from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore. And then we were with the police. I know we were on a police bus going through downtown Baltimore. If you've ever been to downtown Baltimore, they've got a place called the Inner Harbor, which is beautiful. But if you go, I kid you not, if you go a couple of blocks the wrong direction, you're in dangerous areas. In fact, so they drove us on this bus that said police on the side of it. I'm talking school bus sort of thing. I'm 21 years old. There's probably 25 students in my class. It's probably two-thirds women. And then I don't know how many guys would have been protective of the women. I know a couple that wouldn't have been. And we're driving through the streets of Baltimore on a bus that says police. And the city, I'm telling you right now, it was the part that we were in was boarded up. I'm going to say, if not 100%, 90 or 95. This was 25 years ago. And so 26 years ago now. And the people were flipping us off on the bus. They took us later to we actually went to a prison, listened to, and there's a whole story. I'm not going to go into that. The point is that Baltimore was violent and dangerous in the late 1990s because I was there. It was not a safe place to be. They didn't like the police. They didn't like us or people who were associated with the police. That was obvious in about the first 3 seconds. They wrote books about these places, about violence and gangs and drugs. These cities have been this way for a long time. And policies and the people leading these cities are to blame for this. Now, we all have free will, and people can use their free will to break the law, to harm another human being. They should not do that. But they do. And so when they do that, the law must hold that person accountable and so forth. It shouldn't be concerned about whether this person is underrepresented here, overrepresented there, what their race, ethnicity, gender, any of these things. There are laws that exist to act as a deterrent and to hold the people accountable for the crimes that they've committed, to get them off the streets. If they're going to be dangerous enough to do it once, they're dangerous enough to do it twice or three times or 10 times or 50 times, as is often the case. We shouldn't have people protecting people who are criminals because they're afraid they're illegal aliens as well and they're going to get deported from the city. All this stuff is insanity to me. They shouldn't be talking about defunding the police. And no matter how many rounds of revisionist history they want to take us down, the radical left, the Democrat Party in 2020 absolutely unequivocally was talking about defunding the police. This problem, I'm not going to say has been created by Democrats, but it has been made significantly worse because of the way that Democrats in these cities, in these states, have dealt with crime. Let's just say politicians. If you're blinded by what I'm saying and the truth of what I'm saying, just delete the word Democrat and say the politicians who are running these cities have created this, have made it worse. Maybe they didn't create it. Maybe sometimes they do create it, but they've made it absolutely positively worse. And so now I think that we've been living for decades with crime rates that are artificially high. Now, I don't necessarily mean inflated, made up numbers. What I mean is that we've been conditioned to accept that as normal. This is what J.B. Pritzker is going to tell this journalist here. I'm going to play the soundbite here in a moment. But J.B. Pritzker is going to say that there's crime in cities. He almost shrugs it off. He's almost flipping about it. And then he says completely, we should rather worry about what Trump's going to do Why is he focusing on the city of Chicago? I just talked about the city of Baltimore. Why is Trump focusing on Chicago? I hear these comments a lot on social media to my TikTok posts. If Trump was serious, he would be focused on this city because this city's higher. Well, Trump started in Washington, D.C., because that is a federal zone, a federal area, a federal city. It was fourth in homicides. There were only three places that he could have chosen that had a higher homicide rate, and they weren't necessarily, well, they were not federal zones, federal areas. So this actually starting in D.C. made all the sense in the world. Now we look at what he's done in D.C. We look at the results of this over the past 2-3 weeks, whatever it's been, and you can see that there's been substantial change, even to the point where the insane, radical Democrat mayor of the city has had to come out and accept this. Citizens, residents of Washington, D.C. are talking about how much safer they feel. Journalists have commented on the fact that they feel safer in our nation's capital. There is no doubt that the city of Washington, D.C. is safer now than when it was a month or so ago before Trump took over the police force and sent in National Guard troops. If it works in Washington, D.C., the thinking goes, why wouldn't it work in other places as well? How long must we allow the people who are running these cities to simply not care about the law, set the benchmark so low? And no one rises to low expectations, as they say. You set the benchmark so low that the crime rate is inexplicably high. And then you just say, well, that's the way it is. That's the way it is in our nation's cities. I kid you not. This is what they say about it. This is how they talk about it. And I'm going to play it as soon as I pull it back up here. Where did it go? Here he is. Sorry. J.B. Pritzker is walking down the streets, or not the streets, he's walking along the shore of Chicago with the city skyline behind him, talking with the reporter who's asking about crime in the city. And this is how this exchange goes.
You're going to hear people, especially this past weekend, 54 shot, 7 dead.
Yeah.
They're going to say the city's not safe. Would you ask your friends to ride the L after midnight or after, you know, 9 o'clock at night even to come down to the city from O'Hare?
Look, big cities have crime. There's no doubt about it. But let's just pay attention to what President Trump is doing targeting Chicago.
Trump.
He's overlooking red states that have much higher crime rates.
Okay. So you didn't answer the question, Governor Pritzker. Do you feel, would you advise, would you tell your family and friends to ride the train after dark in the city of Chicago? No, the answer is no, by the way. People like Pritzker and his family wouldn't be caught anywhere near the train after midnight, after dark, unless it was for a publicity stunt. This is not his concern. His concern is to oppose Trump at every turn possible. And that's number one. Number two, his concern is to try to position himself as the Democrat who's going to be the party's nominee for president in 2028, whoever the Republicans might run against him. More to say on this and more to play from the soundbite perspective too, my friends, in just a moment. But have you ever noticed how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? That's not by accident. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth, I should say, to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and options strategies with expert legal guidance. It's all about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love, whether that's today or in the future. If you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you're looking to do more than just open up, again, there's nothing wrong, don't misunderstand. If you need help to the point where it's not just about opening up an investment account or a 529 plan or a Roth IRA or whatever, if it's more than investments, if you need to have expert advice when you've gotten to the point where this is becoming complicated and hard to manage on your own and you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you want to actually leave a mark and build something lasting. Take a look at Full Suite Wealth. FullSuiteWealth.com is the website. Again, that's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. All right, so yesterday, President Trump had a press conference where he announced that he would be moving, moving a military project department from Colorado to Alabama. And at that conference, there were lots of questions about a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on in this great nation. And he was asked about these sorts of things. I want to play some of Trump's remarks when it comes to what his plans are for the city of Chicago. So that's what I'm going to play here. To adjust the volume here a second. Give me a second here. Here we go. Trump is now being asked about his intentions for Chicago, sending the guard in, also Baltimore, which is one of the reasons why I was mentioning Baltimore earlier. But here's the exchange between Trump and a journalist regarding what Trump is going to do, what his plans are for cities like Chicago and Baltimore.
You mind up on Chicago, though?
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
We're going in.
When you lose, look, I have an obligation. This isn't a political thing. I have an obligation. If the governor of Illinois would call me up, I would love to do it. Now, we're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it because I have an obligation to protect this country. And that includes Baltimore. I saw where Governor Moore was asking me to take a walk down the street of Baltimore. Well, Baltimore is a very unsafe place. It's rated number 4 in the city, one of the most unsafe places anywhere in the world. I'm very proud of Washington. It serves as a template, and we're going to do it elsewhere. But Chicago is certainly going to be high. I would love to have him call. I would love the governor of Illinois. I'd be honored to take his call. All he has to do is say, sir, we need help. It's out of control. And everyone knows it is. He's not kidding anyone. I would love to have Governor Moore call, because I watched him over the weekend trying to explain that Baltimore, what they need is housing. No, they don't need housing. They need to get rid of the criminals.
Mind up on Chicago?
Okay.
So we're going in.
That is what Trump had to say at the press conference when he was asked about this. What are your plans? Or what are your plans about Chicago? I'm going in, he says. I've got an obligation. This has been mismanaged for a long time. I'd like the governor to call me and say, can you help us with this? Of course, Pritzker's not going to do that. When we got a soundbite, Pritzker's response to this, this is kind of like watching the State of the Union address, if you do this sort of thing. Watch the State of the Union address and then watch the rebuttal to the State of the Union address. I would never want to give the rebuttal address, because it always looks like a bit of a joke in response, because you leave this environment where there's a raucous crowd, everyone's standing and applauding, it's energetic, and everybody's captivated. And then after that speech, you go and you see some person standing in front of a camera in some office giving a speech to rebut what was just said on the stage. That's kind of how this was with the dueling press conferences between Pritzker and Trump. I've got to take a break, my friend. Sit tight. Back here in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package, so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Continuing our conversation here, talking about Trump, talking about Pritzker, talking about what's happening regarding crime in our nation's cities, how people have not taken their responsibilities seriously, how they've made excuses, how they've spoken in platitudes and never actually done anything. And now we're in this mess. And crime rates, you know, they want to say crime rates are down, which Pritzker's going to say that here in a moment when I play this soundbite. This soundbite, by the way, that I'm about to play comes from CNN, and they've spliced it together. I played Trump's remarks first so that you could hear those kind of, again, it's not in totality because it has to be a clip given the length of his comments and just the nature of the press conference and the back and forth and all that. But that was a pretty condensed or concise way of saying what Trump wanted to say. And so this one is spliced together. So it's going to have Pritzker respond. Remember, Pritzker's at his press conference after Trump has spoken. So this is like the rebuttal to the State of the Union. Trump has all the media here. Trump called this press conference. Trump said we're going to have a big announcement the day before at 2 p.m. And I think I saw about 10 to 3 is when it actually started. I don't know exactly, but I did watch some of it yesterday. And so then after that, Pritzker has his rebuttal. It's kind of like his press conference. It's like a rebuttal to the State of the Union. So that's what's happening here. And CNN has spliced it together. They've cut chunks out of the comments of Pritzker. I'm not suggesting it was deceptively edited. I wouldn't put it past CNN. We, of course, here at the Todd Huff Show at the Full Suite Wealth Studio would not do that. But CNN certainly has has shown that sort of behavior and willingness to do whatever it takes to advance their political cause, even if it means misrepresenting what Trump is saying and doing. So we'll get to that, my friends, here in just a moment. You know that investments are like seeds that we plant. They grow, they multiply, but are they bearing the kind of fruit that you want? Certainly you want them to reap growth, dividends, that sort of thing. But are your investments reflecting what you believe in, your values? At 48 Financial, they believe money should reflect your values. They specialize in wealth management and biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith. It's all part of their purpose-centered financial planning, helping you live a life of meaning, a life of purpose. If you want to see if your investments or how your investments align against your values or align with your values, hopefully with, not against, but if you want to see to what degree your investments are in alignment with your values, all you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, they're here to worry about your money so that you don't have to. That being said, let us get to this clip put together by the folks at CNN. It's going to start with Pritzker. It's going to start with his comments. It's going to go back to Trump. I'm going to pause it. I know some of you hate that. I'm just going to tell. I tell you in advance. It's an informative gesture on my part. It's not one that's apologetic. I'm just telling you I'm going to do this because I have to do this. This is a minute and 50 seconds. It's going to take me a little bit. I'm not going to be able to play the whole thing and then talk about it. I'm going to pause it when it gets to points that I want to talk about. So that being said, here's the clip put together by CNN with Pritzker's press conference, interwoven with remarks Trump made previously at his. So here you go.
First, I want to address the president's unhinged remarks a few minutes ago. begging me to call him.
If the governor of Illinois would call me up, I would love to do it. Now, we're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it because I have an obligation to protect this country.
No, I will not call the president asking him to send troops to Chicago.
Freeze that. Pause that for a moment. One of the things that the left, you know, it's interesting. I remember this back in the early days of when Trump ran for office. When Trump first ran for office, you'll remember this, back in 2015. I was a rather early adopter of Trump. I wasn't, when he first came down the escalator, though, I will tell you, I thought, oh my goodness, what is going on here? Like, I don't know. The Apprentice was the most recent thing in my mind about President Trump. I wasn't a big fan of the show. My wife at the time and I, we were dating, and we would watch that show on occasion. And I don't know why, I don't even know if she enjoyed it, but we watched it. And I didn't really much care for it. Don't take this the wrong way. I think Trump's done a fantastic job as president. But when he came down that escalator, I remember Oz, she's the one who called me and said, Trump's running for office. And I made some comment like, oh boy, this is going to be interesting. But it didn't take long. I started listening to what he said. And I thought, man, this is exactly the sort of thing that needs to be said in our country. This is a guy that is saying what people like me have been clamoring for and desiring for a long time. He represented the people who had enough of Washington, D.C., making problems worse, taxing people, putting a heavier boot upon their neck through regulation, whatever. And he continued to double and triple down. And, you know, I used to say that I remember saying this in the 2016 election cycle. This program, by the way, is over 10 years old. And when we started doing this, the launch of this program was August 10th, 2015, which is almost coincides exactly with Trump's political career, if you will. He came down that escalator in, what was it, June or July of 2015. So just a month or so before we started this program, maybe just a matter of weeks. And so that was coincidental, but this program has kind of had Trump from the beginning to talk about. And I remember at the time saying that there were two problems that conservatives had with Republicans. The first problem was that they really weren't conservative. They said they were conservative. They really weren't principled. They would say what they wanted to do to get elected and then get to Washington, D.C. and realize, man, it's kind of nice. I can have all sorts of benefits. I can have people calling me Mr. Senator, Mr. Congressman, Ms. This, Ms. That. And it's kind of a nice gig. I can go shake hands and kiss babies and do all this sort of stuff and just get a paycheck. And people all want to know what I think. I'm always the most important person in the room sort of thing. And people just kind of fall prey to that. But then there were also principled conservatives who were just wimps. You know, that the outcome might have been the same. They get to Washington, D.C., and they realize the first time they have opposition, yikes, I didn't sign up for this, man. I didn't sign up to be called a whatever they're calling me today, a racist, a homophobe, or whatever. The media attention's a lot, and they wimp out. And I thought, you know what, when you look at those two problems, we weren't sure how quote-unquote conservative Trump was at the time. Turns out he governed as president very, very conservatively. You look at, the people he put on the Supreme Court, the things he did to reduce the size of the bureaucratic state, the way he's exposed the swamp. I mean, a lot of things. Standing up for the First Amendment, Second Amendment, freedom of speech, right to keep and bear arms, all these sorts of things. But I thought the one thing that attracted me at the beginning about Trump was just how much fight this guy had. I thought this guy's not going to give in and roll over just because the other side says something bad about him. The media does. In fact, I would maintain that the reason we're at this point that we're at today is that the standard playbook by the media didn't work against Trump because they did this playbook. They've done this from the beginning. They go after a conservative, a Republican. And they criticize him about everything. They have 90+ negative percent negative coverage in the media about him. They attack him. They malign him. They call him names. They call him Hitler. They call him a fascist. They call all these things. And normally, the person that they're attacking finally says, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm going to back off this issue. Let's just get back to sanity. Let's put this in autopilot. Let's just, not make our lives worse. Because, hey, I don't even know how the jokers in Congress are going to vote for this thing that I'm fighting for. Is it really worth it to begin with? What are we doing here? But Trump wasn't like that. If you called Trump a name, he would respond. He would counterpunch. I used to love Anderson Silva in UFC, a great counterpuncher. Probably one of the all-time great UFC fighters. Tremendous on his counters. I've seen him knock out Forrest Griffin walking or retreating backwards and throwing a straight right, putting it right on the button on his chin. That's how Trump is metaphorically here. And the reason we're at this point is because the media would attack and then Trump would respond. And the media would ratchet it up and Trump would then ratchet it up as well. Normally, the candidate, the Republican, stops. Trump doesn't stop. Here we are at this problem or this point, and people have seen how much it works. And now J.B. Pritzker is trying to be the tough guy on that side of the aisle, trying to actually emulate Trump with a different set of ideological beliefs. That's what he's doing here, saying Trump's begging him to call, that sort of thing. Quick timeout. I got to take a break. Along in this segment. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Back, my friends. Third final segment of today's program, talking here about J.B. Pritzker's response before we left you before that timeout. Pritzker was saying that Trump called him and was begging him to call. Trump was not begging. Trump said, I hope that the governor calls me and asks me to come in. Instead, what is Trump really doing here? Trump is exposing these clowns. He's saying, look at what I've done in Washington, D.C., by the very same things I want to do in your city. I'm trying to do it with your cooperation. You're telling me that I'm a Nazi, a dictator, a fascist. All you got to do is call me. Do you not want what we have in Washington, D.C.? Do you prefer what's happening in Chicago? Do you prefer what's happening in Chicago over the past weekend, over Labor Day weekend, where there were 50-plus shootings and 7 deaths? Same questions that we played that clip from earlier. Pritzker says, hey, there's crime in big cities. What are you going to do about it? Well, Trump's got an answer. Trump's got a solution for what's worked in Washington, D.C. Will it not work in Chicago? Why are you preventing this? Why are you more troubled, Governor Pritzker, to see someone in fatigues, National Guard fatigues, in Chicago than you are for murderers roaming the streets? Why? That seems like a completely insane position to take. That seems like the one you've taken to me. I'll get to more of his clip, his soundbite here in a minute. Friends, I want to tell you, we've been partners with MyPillow for, almost 2.5 years now. MyPillow wants to say thank you to those of you who have purchased their products, whether it's their pillows, whether it's their sheets, whether it's their towels, whether it's their slippers, whether it's other products on their website. And by the way, they have a lot of those. A lot of products that I didn't even know they offered when we started our partnership with them 2+ years ago now. And they want to say thank you because many of you have bought their products, used our promo code, and they say thank you. And they also want to remind you that they're here to help you. They're giving you discounts on just about, I would say, everything on their site. It probably is everything, but I'm going to say just about to cover my bases because there might be something that doesn't have a discount, discount with my name, Todd, at checkout. But all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, shop. I didn't mention dog beds. We have three dogs now. Wife told me that would never happen. We have three dogs. That's what happens when you have a couple girls that want a puppy, I guess. But Echo, Tango, and Kilo, those are our three dogs. And they have a MyPillow dog bed, which they all seem to really enjoy. It's a big one. We don't have three of them. We have three. We have one bed because we don't have the space to put three dog beds. They're pretty big. So anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. You'll get discounts there. Shop with an American patriot who makes products right here in the good old U.S. of A. Mike Lindell, MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. All right, so let's get back to this soundbite. I'm going to get through as much of this as I can. Pritzker, again, is trying to position himself as the tough guy, trying to emulate Trump, trying to tap into what Trump has done over the past decade, which is, say some tough things, challenge people directly. These were things, by the way, 10 years ago, these things were scoffed at, laughed at, made fun of. This was not how you acted as a politician. Now this is how many politicians act. But the problem is they are mimicking the action. They're not really embodying the same attitude, the same persona that Trump has. Anyway, Pritzker's trying to be a tough guy here, and I'm going to continue this press conference and let you listen.
Made that clear already. I'm aware that the President of the United States likes to go on television and beg me to call and ask him for troops. I find this extraordinarily strange, as Chicago does not want troops on our streets.
See, I find it extraordinarily strange that you don't. I find it extraordinarily strange that you prefer to have murderers on your streets, rapists on your streets, victims of crimes in your cities. I find it more extraordinarily unbelievable that that's your preference, Governor Pritzker, over men and women in military fatigues. They're not taking over your city. It's not a takeover. It's not a occupation. It is an assistance to clean up your streets, which, by the way, you've not been able to do. And in fairness, he's not the only one. And which takes me back to the point that these leftists made. Well, if Trump was serious, he would start with the city that has a higher crime rate or whatever. It's remarkable to me that it's never good enough. Would you rather him ignore what's happening in Chicago then? Are you prepared to? I mean, if Trump focused on cities that had a more likely Republican makeup, for example, would you say that Trump's wanting to see Democrats die? I mean, it's a no-win situation for Trump. That's why he should tune out all these silliness, all the commentary. Of course, it fuels Trump, so maybe he should listen to it even more. But I'm, Governor Pritzker, more concerned, more confused as to why, given the choice between having National Guard troops in your city or more murderers and victims, more rapists and more victims, why you would choose the latter. That seems to me to be much more puzzling. Here's Pritzker continuing.
I also have experience asking the president for assistance, just to have the rug pulled out from underneath me when execution meets reality. I refuse to play a reality game show with Donald Trump again. In the coming days, we expect to see what has played out in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., to happen here in Chicago. First, Donald Trump is positioning armed federal agents and staging military vehicles on federal property. We are ready to fight troop deployments in court, and we will do everything possible to ensure.
As you can tell, I got to wrap that up. But that's all the time I got for today, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.